Can two welcoming posters get a sixth grade teacher fired? I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. At the Lewis and Clark Middle School in Meridian, Idaho, a sixth grade history teacher, Sarah Inama, has been ordered to take down two posters in her classroom. One poster says that everyone in the classroom is welcome, important, accepted, respected, encouraged, valued, and equal. The other poster is an illustration of raised hands with different skin tones under the caption, "Everyone is welcome here." The school district says that it's the different skin tones on the children's hands that make the poster controversial and violate the school policy that says that classroom decorations must be content neutral. Content neutral? According to the school, the policy, quote, is intended to ensure that no one group is targeted or offended by the display of certain items. Say what? Who? What group is being targeted by posters that say everyone is welcome here? Who could possibly be offended? The answer? People who are offended by the idea of equality. That everyone is welcome poster has been up in the classroom for the past 4 years. The reason for the edict now? Well, times and politics, the administration has explained, have changed. And if the teacher doesn't remove the posters by the end of the school year, she faces discipline, up to and including termination. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom and equality can't protect themselves.